listening to the Book Club at 91.7 WVXU and WMUB. Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along on this Saturday, and glad to have in the studio with me a local author who has just released his first novel. It's a novel for young adults titled Don't Get Caught, Let the Prank War Begin. Kurt Dinan was the author of this novel and is in the studio with me this morning. Kurt, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Hi, Mark. Thanks.
As a first-time author, I have to ask you right out of the gate here, why now? Why did, what planets align for you to write this book at this point in your life, Kurt?
It's like a 15-year in the making journey. I guess I started writing in like 2000 or so, and I wrote a novel for about 4 years that I totally couldn't sell, couldn't get an agent for. But this one kind of worked a lot better for me. It was a lot more me. It felt a lot more comfortable to me. And so I think you get lucky, right? I think there's a big part of that is agents were looking for more contemporary books. They were tired of fantasy and vampires. And, you know, I wrote a kind of a crime novel in a way.
Indeed. It's written up in the press release. We were talking about it just before we started the interview. Ocean's 11 meets The Breakfast Club. And really, this is, it's a young adult novel. So it's talking about kids in high school, you know, sophomore, junior, seniors in high school. And it's all about these pranks. And explain the premise of Don't Get Caught.
All right. So Max he's a junior in high school. He's incredibly average. He thinks of himself as just Max. And one day he gets invited to join this secret society in the building that plays these epic pranks called the Chaos Club. And Max goes to this invitation. He follows the directions and realizes too late that he and four other kids have been set up to take the fall for an act of vandalism at their school. And Max decides he's had enough and that he and these four people will get back at the Chaos Club. Max has an extensive understanding and knowledge of heist films. So he puts that planning and that organization and that scheming into effect to play elaborate pranks to set up and frame the Chaos Club.
And that is a thread that runs all the way through Don't Get Caught. The heist rules, as you start out at one, it goes all the way, keeps on, you know, building on there. And Don't Get Caught, of course, being one of those heist rules. So these heist rules that you put together, Kurt?
I totally made them up.
They fit so perfectly.
Right. So, I mean, all my life, I've read and watched heist films and read novels and whatnot. And yeah, as I would write, I would think, okay, I need more heist rules. And the heist rules came along in a much later draft. And then I think at one point I had 13 of them. And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. And then I just kept adding them until I hit 25. And I was like, this is perfect.
Well, you mentioned, you said drafts, and I saw in your acknowledgments, what this is the eighth draft or ninth draft? What was it? I saw in the acknowledgments you had had people read.
Yeah, I'm a terrible drafter. It takes me forever to get a first draft down, but I'm a really good reviser. I love revising. And every revision kind of added to the book. I finally got Max's voice right, probably around draft 6 or 7. The pranks they would play would keep changing and where they would fall. But yeah, it takes me a long time to write and then to edit it down because it was like 94,000 words. And then I had to cut, I ended up cutting like 25,000 words.
So you set this in high school, and I know you had plenty of real life experience in dealing with that, not just from your own high school days, but you're a teacher.
Right. I've taught high school English for 25 years, 22 years. I can never keep the numbers straight because I'm an English teacher. So yeah, I'm surrounded by like high schoolers all the time. It's the world I know. I mean, I know the kids. I know the way they act. I know the way they talk. Plus, probably a part of me would want to write like an adult crime novel, but that's not my life. Like I would feel like a complete phony writing something like that. But I can write a high school kid doing completely knuckleheaded behavior.
And see it every day, right?
Right. And I was, right? I was a high school, like a complete knuckleheaded teenager with like, with innuendo and just inappropriate comments, and that's the world I lived and know.
Kurt Dinan, his first novel is Don't Get Caught, Let the Prank War Begin, available where books are sold. More details WVXU.org. And have any of your adventures in teaching high school English pop up in the story and don't get caught? I mean, it's an interesting ride from beginning to end with all these pranks, but there's the usual tedium of a school year included in the novel. But for the most part, you know, there are, it seems like life in high school is pretty well represented in the book.
I hope so.
Not having been in high school for a while, I'm just assuming that's the way it is, Kurt.
But the thing is I don't think you ever forget what being a teenager was like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I was probably 40 when I realized I'm a grown up and this is never going to stop. Like, my brain still thinks like I'm 16 or 17 years old. And maybe it's because I'm around those kids all the time and I hear what they're saying to each other and whatnot. But, you know, I don't think high school really changes that much. I don't think kids change that much. I think they kind of want the same things and they fear the same things and whatnot. At least I hope so. So, you know, I use that. Nothing in the book is actually ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never, you know, witnessed any of it, thankfully, you know, that type of behavior. All of kids play little jokes, but I think because, you know, I'm 6'4", bald and scary looking that, you know, they're afraid to do things like that. So that totally works for me.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, and I think the only thing that's really changed about high school are the toys involved more than anything.
Right.
Between then and now, so...
It's difficult because of, like, cell phones makes writing so much more complicated now, right? Like, well, why wouldn't somebody just use their phone or why wouldn't somebody take a picture of that and then they're busted? So I had to work that in there, right? I mean, I had to keep I think one of my editors said, well, maybe you should, you know, work in social media. And I thought, you know, that's not my world, but I'll figure it out. And I would ask my students to explain Twitter to me. And they did, and I would go back with questions, and then, you know, just all of that social media stuff. It is the toys and the rules have changed, and I did have to catch up with all of that.
The pranks are wonderful throughout the book, not only the ones that Max and his buddies come up with, but some of them that the Chaos Club comes up with as well. And you said you went through some pranks, and the pranks changed as they went along. What were the inspirations for some of these pranks?
I did a lot of research. I think I've always kind of been a prankster in one way or another. But I did a lot of research. So I would read a prank and I would think, oh, that's really clever. But kind of my rule when I was writing the book is I need to go as far as possible until I'm told you've gone too far, until like an editor pulls it back and says, okay, rein it in, you know, Turbo. So, you know, like there's a prank in the book in which – one of the characters tricks the entire student body into creating this thing on the football field, like in formation, and they're all standing creating this very vulgar representation of the school. And people have done that. Like I read, you know, schools where they've snuck all of the desks out onto the football field and like made it into a pyramid, or they've done this. And I thought, okay, how do I take this further than that, right? What would be the most absurd thing that could be created that would just infuriate the administration? And so that was kind of always my rule. It's like, I like this concept that people have done. And then how do I go much, much further without crossing a line? I don't even know what that line is. I you know, if it made me laugh, I was like, that's it. That's what I'm going with.
You can find out about some of the pranks in the novel Don't Get Caught, Let the Prank War Begin by Kurt Dynan. Available now. Details at WVXU.org. I was interested as I read this, you know, knowing that you were a high school English teacher, and about the state of reading when it comes to high school these days, when we talk about smartphones and laptops and the like. And I'm just curious, Kurt, as to your perspective on reading among the high school aged set.
I think a lot of people like to say kids don't read, and that could be true. What I have found over and over again, and research shows this, is that kids will read if you give them choice and you give them time. So in my classroom, I have the kids pick a book a month. I give them free time to read. There's really no quizzes over it. It's just read. You know, it's just have the time, pick something out. We talk about books, and the kids will read. I teach a class called Bestsellers, and some of those kids in there come in not reading, but by the end of the time, by the end of the semester, they just want to keep reading. You know, I'll say, like, what do you guys want to do in here? And most of them say, I just want to read. I think if you give the kid the right book, and the right book is out there, mm-hmm. They'll keep reading. You know, my book isn't life-changing. You know, I know that. And I could never write that. I think books like that are great. But I know it's a book I can give to a reluctant reader and go, here, read this, you know, and it'll keep them interested. It'll keep them turning the page. And, you know, it's not going to give them a perspective on the world they probably have never thought of before.
Right.
But my hope is it makes them go, that was great. What else is out there? Mm-hmm. Because kids will do that. You know, once they catch on to something, you know, they usually latch on. They usually read every book by that author. And then it's like, okay, what else is there? You know, and you can point them in that direction. The kids will read. They'll read on their phone, right, which I'm not used to. They'll read on their laptops. But they're more than willing to read because it has been beaten into them, and I think that's great, that reading is really important. Mm-hmm. And they want to be smarter. You know, they want to feel like I'm a reader because they know that that's a good thing to be.
So you can hand this to some of your students. Do you think, have you? And what has the reaction been?
The book hasn't been out for very long. One of my bestseller students read it in one day. And I thought that was great. I mean, like, it was written to be read that way. Like, every chapter ends very with some sort of reason to turn the page.
Oh, you swept me in there too, Kurt. Yeah, I maybe not one day, but it was a day and a half,
right.
Maybe.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That was kind of one of the things I set out to do. And he really enjoyed it. And I know some students have it. Like, I can kind of see it in their bag. And I think they're reluctant at this point to kind of pull it out. But, we just got back from spring break recently. So I think more books are going to be kind of coming out. And I do. I think they're going to like it. Like, most of the young readers who have read the book already, they say it was fun and funny. And I'm like, then I've done my job.
So what's next, Kurt? I mean, I know the book hasn't been out long in this first novel. You said you had another novel that you discarded earlier on. What's in your future?
Yeah, the novel I discarded will never be seen. My agent read it and she goes, oh, yeah, that's terrible. And I was like, okay, well, that explains it, right? I would like to write a sequel to Don't Get Caught. And we'll see how sales go and whatnot, because I know those people. I know their world. I can hear them in my head, like they're around me. Mm-hmm. I wrote Don't Get Caught because I liked, you know, I like caper films and I like ensemble casts. And so I just kind of put those things together.
Oh, lots of nice references.
Right. Well, thanks. So I was thinking, like, what else do I like, right? What have I liked to read and what have I liked to watch and stuff? And I think, like, I want to write a young adult detective novel, but kind of the boy-girl moonlighting relationship, right? Like, I like banter. I like the quick, you know, the repartee and the, this is dangerous, but it's presented in such a way that's kind of fun. And again, you know, a fast read. So that's kind of what I'm working on currently.
Well, you probably know that we often ask, what are you reading? I want to ask you, Kurt, what are you reading right now?
Great question. So I get to read a lot because of bestsellers, right? That class gives me a lot of reading time. I'm currently reading the Janet Ivanovich, Stephanie Plum novels. I think she does crime and humor really well. And then I'm going to get back into rereading all of the Robert B. Parker Spencer novels because I love those characters. I love that dialogue. It probably has influenced my writing more than anything. Just that quick, sharp, kind of fun dialogue. So mostly that's what I'm reading these days.
Well, a lot of fun. And I loved reading your book. Thank you for the caper, and I look forward to future capers, Kurt.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me in.
Kurt Dinan, his first novel is Don't Get Caught, Let the Prank War Begin. It's available where books are sold. You can learn more about it at wvxu.org. It's a novel for young adults, but I have to say this not-so-young adult really enjoyed reading it, too. This is The Book Club at 91.7